Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec Lactu, Learn English with News. It's Thursday the 21st of March and today's news story is all about some quite unhappy Malaga residents. Why are they unhappy? Well, before I tell you, let's have a look at the keywords. So here are some words from today's news story that you might not know or you might not be sure about. I'm just going to give you these words without definitions, see if you can understand them based on the context, and then at the end we'll take a look at what the words mean and how I use them. Some great words for you today, so if you want to write these down, get yourself a piece of paper and a pen. It's a really good opportunity to improve your vocabulary. Let's start with a noun. Sticker. What is a sticker? Next, a verb. Stink. What does it mean to stink? Next, a phrasal verb. To price somebody out. Price out. And then another phrasal verb. Fight back. Fight back. And then another phrasal verb, kick out. Kick out. Next, a noun. Hype. H-Y-P-E. Hype. Another noun. Catchphrase. Catchphrase. What is that? And finally, another noun. Spark. Spark. Okay, those are the key words. Listen carefully for those. We'll come back to all of them at the end. Here is today's news story. Across the Spanish city of Malaga, stickers are appearing with a clear message to tourists: stay away from our city. The stickers have been attached to walls and doors saying things like, this used to be my home and this used to be the city centre, as well as more aggressive messages such as stinking of tourist. Malaga has become a popular location for tourists and digital nomads thanks to its warm climate and cheaper prices. But while visitors are enjoying the city's weather and low cost of living, residents are being priced out and they've decided to fight back. Bar owner Danny Drunko started the sticker initiative after he was kicked out of the home he'd lived in for a decade. He told local newspaper Diario Sur that the landlord refused to negotiate rent as he wanted to turn the property into a short-let rental for tourists. He said, there's a lot of hype because locals are tired of the situation. I just suggested the idea of the catchphrases. I offered the spark, and now others have joined. Malaga city centre has been going downhill for a long time, so much so that if, for example, something in my bar breaks, I don't have a hardware store on hand to buy anything, since the tourist who comes doesn't need to buy screws. Local politician Danny Perez also spoke of his frustration of the situation, writing on social media, you walk the streets of Malaga and it is practically impossible to find a residential building that does not have a lockbox for tourist rentals. He also accused the city's mayor, Paco de la Torre, of not lifting a finger for the people of Malaga and expelling them from the city where they were born. Many have commented that Malaga is definitely busier during low season than ever before, leading to increases in short-term rentals and restaurant prices. According to Spain's National Statistics Institute, 8 out of 10 new residents moving to Malaga are foreigners. The city has become a tech hub in recent years, with 630 tech companies, including Google, opening offices in Malaga, turning it into the new Silicon Valley of Europe. It is clear that locals have now had enough, but is there anything that can be done about it? And that's today's news story. Okay. So what do you think about this? Should the people be as angry as they are? Or should they just accept that this is a changing world? Okay, let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. The first, sticker. So stickers are appearing with a clear message to tourists. Stay away from our city. And there are stickers which have messages such as, this used to be my home and stinking of tourist. Well, a sticker is an adhesive piece of paper. And these have been attached to the walls and doors. Okay, the next word is stink. So as I said, one of these messages says stinking of tourist. To stink means to smell very bad. Next, price out. And we'll also look at the next phrasal verb, fight back. Residents are being priced out and they've decided to fight back. So to price someone out is to make someone unable to pay for something because the price is too high. So these people are being made to be unable to pay. And now they're fighting back. They are retaliating in a fight. Next, kick out. So Danny Drunko was kicked out of the home he had lived in for a decade. This means to be evicted, ejected, to be removed by force. Okay, next, hype. He said there's a lot of hype because locals are tired of the situation. Hype means intensive publicity. And we'll look at the last two words together, catchphrase and spark. So he continues, I just suggested the idea of the catchphrases. I offered the spark and now others have joined. So a catchphrase is a memorable sentence or phrase often connected to a character or a situation. And a spark is the first thing which causes something bigger to happen. So he hopes that this is the spark which causes something bigger, more dramatic to occur. And those are the keywords. Okay, thank you very much for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it interesting and enjoyed it. You can read the full transcript on the Learn English with Ben fan club page, and there you'll also find a quiz to test your understanding. 5 multiple choice questions. If you're interested, visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I've left a link in the description of this episode, and I'll be back with another new story on Sunday.